Talarn was changing. Dawn broke across the planet in a ragged line. On the surface, the light grew brighter, dissolving into the fog so that the air seemed soaked in a dirty brilliance. From orbit, if one looked down at the correct angle, the new day was a luminous cord pulled across the planet's surface. Each day had begun like this since the virus bombing, and it seemed that it always would. Except that, here and there, the new light found holes in Talarn's shroud. In places, the fog had thinned, and the ground had begun to dry, black sludge caking to a dry layer under the sun. Shrinking pools of slime dotted this landscape. In places, the hard crust covered deep sinkholes of black liquid beneath. War machines had been lost to these hidden wells, their weight shattering the crust and plunging them into the void beneath. The turrets and barrels of some stuck up from the ground like dead hands reaching for air. Dust began to replace the fog in these dry places. Winds shivered across the flats, picking up the powdered layer from the top of the ground and tumbling it up into the air. The human crews of tanks began to recognize the dust storms by the dry rattling sounds they made on the outside of their hulls. The voice of the dead, they called it. 6 days after the failed third attack on the sightless Warren, the first squadron of war machines was lost to a storm on the plains of Khediv. Their wrecks were found by chance 3 weeks later. Lightning from a massive storm had crawled over their hulls, fried their systems, and detonated their munitions. The wind had then stripped the corroded paint and soot from their hulls. The fog swirled on the edge of the drying areas. It still covered much of Talarn, but it too was changing. Churned by fire from battles and the pillars of energy hurled from warships, it boiled with its own currents, spinning across the seas and slime-sheened mountains. Heavy with soot and the residue of great and terrible weapons, it spawned storms that dragged sheets of black rain through the dissolving rubble of cities. The survivors of Talarn felt the changes too. The hell above was dying, they said. In place of the death mire of the old, a new land was emerging, fathered by war and mothered by poison. It was a hungry child, too, filled with spite and hunger for their lives. As with so much of the battle, the survivors reached into the language of their past to name the changing surface of Talarn. Yathan, they called it, the land of lost pilgrims.